podcast. Coming up first to the stage, I have to remember the running order. So this woman runs a couple shows around Chicago. In addition to being a really talented improviser, you can see her host Strange Hour and also this really cool show called Bring Your Own Diary at the Playground, where people read entries from their diaries and then improvisers make up sets based on those entries. It's really great. Please welcome to the stage Ashley Keenan.
Ashley Keenan!
The car was hot. Cheap leather seats clung to the backs of my thighs like Velcro. Every 20 minutes or so, I lifted my butt cheeks one at a time with a satisfying, albeit painful, thwack as the material peeled from the backs of my thighs. In those days, we always waited in the car, me, my brother, and sister. It was summertime in Florida before we'd be shipped back north to be with our dad. I knew it was going to be a terrible day. Aunt Ruth was babysitting. Inside the Krispy Kreme, I could see a plume of box red hair stretched out like an exclamation point above my Aunt Ruth's head. She stood in her best Sunday dress, electric blue with fullback shoulders, leaning in toward the manager with that Colgate smile. Mr. Manager really liked Aunt Ruth. He puts his bear claw hand on her shoulder and nods for a strangely long time. Plumes of sugary sweet aromas lace through the air, and my stomach begins to rumble. Aunt Ruth was pretty frugal about feeding us, and by frugal, I mean she didn't. The doors of her jalopy are child-locked, and we're basically going to die in here. I slump against my sister in the back seat, falling deeply, slowly, into a heat-induced coma. Then suddenly the doors swing open, and Aunt Ruth emerges with boxes and boxes of freshly glazed donuts. The car erupts with cheers. There's a round of high fives, and I blurt out, "See, I told you they're for us." On his throne in the front seat, Dalen smirks and says, "Yeah, we'll see." But I can, like, totally tell he wants to believe. Then a troubling development. On her path to redemption, those tender, sweet steps to the car, she swivels her hips straight past the driver's seat, beyond the back seat, and begins shimmying the lock of the trunk with her bum key. We peel up from our seats, view blocked by the lid of the trunk. We hear the hood slam, and she piles back into the car. Untrained, housebroken as we are, my sister and I launch into an instant chorus. "Can we have a donut, please? Can we have a donut, please?" Dalen rolls his eyes. He knows we've blown it. But we've got momentum now, and scavengers that we are. The song turns into a howl, a plea, compliments and proclamations are made. In a heartbeat, I drafted an ode to Aunt Ruthie, which is really an ode to Krispy Kreme, but hey, who doesn't mind a little creative embellishment? Those Colgate flashers were bright and kind in the parking lot, fencing in her words until we bumped out of the driveway, rounded the curve, and she screamed, "Enough! You'll get nothing without working for it. You've got to learn to earn a living." Dalen is stone-faced. He's too dumb to know that this is Armageddon. All voices must be on high alert. Howls become whimpers. Smiles turn to tears. I am 5 years old, sunny blonde hair, and scrawny for my age. Baby-like cuteness isn't impossible, but it's a gamble, to be sure. I make a nod at my older sister, and she gives me the go-ahead. We're swerving down Normandy Boulevard. A lecture is imminent. There's nothing to lose. I eject my lower lip in a full-on kamikaze mission, brown eyes engaged to the Category 5 puppy dog. I look pleadingly into the rearview mirror, and the car comes to a quick halt. In a last-minute coup, Tanya shifts her gaze outside. She's gone mature on me, latched onto Dalen and the play at Safers. I'm alone now. "I was saying, before you chose to throw a fit, that you'll each have a chance to earn a donut if you cooperate today." "Yeah, I'll be good," I scream, like an untamed donkey. "Well, that's a start," she replies. "Sweet baby girl, today we're going to do a fundraiser for my gospel album, okay? Now, what I need for you to do is go knocking door to door and sell these donuts." Red-cheeked at the thought of door-to-door charity, Dalen pipes in, "I really don't want any donuts, so can I just wait in the car?" Gosh, 13-year-olds have so much dignity, such poise. My eyes start to tan. Add the one, subtract the zero. I watch her speckled green eyes calculating the value of her time per shiny glazed donut. She's good with her words and respectably cute for a 9-year-old, although her looks are shifting from rosy-cheeked cuteness to full-on beauty. Beautiful kids are a tough sell. Adults want the whole production of baby hairs and innocence. Before Day can catch an answer, Tan swoops in with her throat. Tan swoops in for the throat. What should we say? How do you want us to sell these things? She inquires. An arm is thrown over the back passenger seat. Aunt Ruth throttles her weight around to the rear of the car. I'll have you both know, she says, that you don't have to do any of the talking. She looks over at me. You guys know Ashley's sick, right? Yeah, obviously, Tanya blurts out. We all know she has a terrible heart condition. And she reaches over and pokes me in the chest. Dalen hisses at her to shut up and tosses his right hand around her back to hit her back knee. Okay, enough, Aunt Ruthie screams. It matters that she's sick because the Lord blessed her with a heart condition. Only he knows why she needed this disease. Now today, we're going to let the Lord speak through us. Ashley, you're going to do the speaking. I want you to put those big brown eyes to work. You hear me? I nod my head, yes, in complete confusion. Dalen and Tanya, you're going to stand behind Ashley and get the money. Make sure she tells them all about her condition and surgeries and everything. Dalen's fingers are beating against the seat, and he's shaking his head no. Aunt Ruth goes on. Each box has to go for $10, nothing less. Once you sell all the boxes, you can go home, and you can each have one donut, okay? Add the one, subtract the zero, smoke puffs out of my ears. I'm completely lost. Wait, Aunt Ruthie, didn't you say we were raising money for your gospel album? Isn't it lying to tell them about my heart? Absolutely not, she bleats. You're an instrument of God. You should be telling people what they need to know for this mission. Once I have my album released, thousands of people will sing the gospel and praise him, all thanks to you. You want to be a soldier in the Lord's army, don't you? I looked at Dave for an answer, but he was already planning an escape. Before I could answer, the car rambled into the drive of Crystal Springs Estates. Aunt Ruth wrenched us to a stop. The trunk popped open. Okay, so you're going to start on the left side and work your way down. Indignant, Tanya cried, wait, you're not coming with us? And Aunt Ruth guffawed, who's going to stay in the car then? For Christ's sake, get out before the donuts start to melt. We lumbered up to the first door, boxes in hand. Dalen stops me and Tan just before I hit the doorbell. You know this is wrong, right, guys? I swear, if I can figure out a way, I'll get us home. This isn't right. Tanya nodded along solemnly. Dalen, it can't be wrong if it's what God told us to do. I bounce around and smack the doorbell. A pudgy woman with cotton ball hair answers the door with a skeptical glare. She locks eyes with me, eyes sinking into my tissue paper face. Hello, ma'am. My name is Ashley. I have a heart condition that requires surgery to fix. Would you like to buy some donuts to help fix my heart? My chest is on fire. Dalen and Tanya stand sweaty palm behind me. The lady presses her hand against the wall, calculating the likelihood of a scam. Then, as if gifted with a message from an angel, Tanya says, she's on experimental medication right now, and the pastor says we have to pray on her life. Oh, dear, the lady says, eyebrows somersaulting with this new deluge of information. Let me get my checkbook. She sighs and marches into her kitchen. I swivel back and look at Tanya, tears parting seas down my cheeks. Did they really say I'm dying? I don't know, she shrugged, but that's one less box of donuts. Dalen traded a sweaty box of donuts for her crisp, clean check. We fumbled down the driveway, rows and rows of houses nailed against the street before us. The sun hammered our shoulders as we trudged on, pounding doors and discovering the splendor of deceit. Thank you.
Ashley Keenan, everybody. Thank you, Ashley. Great mic technique. I probably should have told you all that the cover charge you paid at the door is going to fund my gospel album. So I'm gonna bring Christianity back to Eternia. Make sure he and she run out the real meaning of Christianity.